For this Monday, July 28th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman reporting. The Indiana Department of Health has notified the Posey County Health Department that mosquito samples collected in Posey County have tested positive for West Nile virus. The Posey County Health Department has asked the vector control personnel to continue spraying for mosquitoes. In the press release, the department says that due to the amount of rain throughout this spring and summer, combined with the recent excessive heat, it makes spraying difficult. State and local health officials recommend that all Hoosiers take steps to prevent mosquito-borne diseases. Those steps include using insect repellent, wearing protective clothing like loose-fitting, long-sleeve shirts and pants, and knowing when to expect mosquito bites. The most frequent time is between dusk and 1 a.m. and also at dawn. Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department says that the Fall Youth Sports Online Registration is live. There are a few changes for this year. Tennis will be co-ed and there will be 6 clinics starting in late August. Volleyball will be 2nd through 4th graders as the schools are taking on 5th and 6th grade volleyball. There is a link on the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department's Facebook page to sign up and also for more information. Forms will be brought home from school on the first day. Coming up next Tuesday, August 5th, is the 2025 National Sheriff Night Out of Posey County in the Cynthiana Town Park from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. All of Posey County and the surrounding community is invited. This is a chance to come out and show the Posey County Sheriff's Department how much you appreciate them and thank them for their service to the community. There will be burgers, hot dogs, nachos, and fresh watermelon. Both Crane Credit Union and First Bank will be there once again with their tables and games. Kids are encouraged to bring their swimsuits as there will be a water slide. Adults are encouraged to bring their own chairs. North Posey football is having a free youth football camp tonight through Wednesday at Joe Jingle Ball Field from 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. each night. The camp is for incoming K through 8th grade students. You can visit the North Posey football Facebook page for the link to register. All participants must sign up to get their free t-shirt and sign a waiver. Officials with Ellis Park have announced that today's live racing is canceled due to extreme heat. Sunday's live racing was also canceled due to extreme heat. According to a release, Sunday's full card has been rescheduled for Friday, August 1st, while Monday's races will be offered back as extras. An additional day of racing will be added on Friday, August 8th. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the tri-state area through midday today, followed by an excessive heat watch from this afternoon into Tuesday. Today's heat index values are scheduled to top out between 106 and 108. In Major League Baseball from Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost the finale of a 4-game series at home versus the San Diego Padres 9-2. They split the 4-game series. The Cardinals are 54-53 overall and now 3.5 games behind the Padres for the final wildcard spot in the National League. St. Louis stays at home this evening and begins a 3-game set with the Miami Marlins at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs were able to take care of their crosstown rivals on the road as they beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. The Cubs took 2-3 in the series to improve to 62-43. They are currently tied with the Milwaukee Brewers for first place in the National League Central, and the Cubs and Brewers square off in a 3-game series in Milwaukee tonight at 6:40. The Cincinnati Reds completed a 3-game sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays at home 2-1. The Reds have won 4 straight games to improve to 56-50 on the season. They are a game back of San Diego for the last wildcard spot in the National League. Cincinnati plays host to the Los Angeles Dodgers for a 3-game set this evening at 6:10. That's news and sports for this Monday, July 28th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebman. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.